Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Mark your calendars for Stony Music Fest 10, the finale. That's right, folks. After 10 years, we're going to mic drop with the best festival that we've ever put on. Established in 2015, the Stony Music Fest is aimed for showcasing local musicians and artists in a really enjoyable environment. So this year, we're going to have four bands on stage overlooking the Hudson River yet again. But get this. It's more than just a one-day festival. It's a four-day festival, ladies and gentlemen. It starts off with Wednesday night, Incidental Contact over at Riverfront Park in Stony Point. And then the next night, Thursday, we're going to have an open mic jam. Friday night, we'll be at the Hudson Water Club with two bands. The main festival is on Saturday, July 13th. And then we're even going to have an after party over at Patriot Lounge. Our charitable recipient this year is Bridges, formerly known as the Rockland Independent Living Center, established in 1987. And they are a wonderful organization that helps people to live independent lives through education, business connections, and government advocacy. Vendors are available on site as well as food trucks. I'm telling you, this is going to be amazing. And I know this is a long commercial, but mark your calendars. From July 10th until July 13th, we're going to have Stony Music Fest 10. Four bands on stage. Our headliner this year is Lost Angeles. Don't miss this. Connect with us. Just look for us on Facebook, Stony Music Fest X, the finale, or you can catch all the updates at stonymusicfest.com. And we'll see you this summer. Hey, thanks for joining me on this Monday, March 11th. I think it's the 11th. I just finished taking a break, watching another episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation. Yeah, I'm a 90s child. Part of my work process is to have Star Trek in the background most days. Just helps to keep me focused on technology and all that. But anyway, I hope you're having a great start to the day. It was windy as hell this morning. It was like I woke up, I thought it was like in Hurricane Sandy again that happened back in 2012. But so hope you're enjoying yourself. What are we talking about today? Well, you know, it is work smarter, not harder. And on a Monday, you're probably thinking about ways of getting things done faster. So we're going to aim into that that realm once again. So this morning, I did my normal stuff, which is, looking at projects and what needs to be done over the week, connect with the team, make sure that everybody's doing what they should be doing, and so on, contacting clients, yada, yada, yada. But part of my process that I've put into my calendar every single day during the week, and as you know, we do a lot. We do web development. We host websites. We have Rockland News. But we also, for a select number of clients, we have this thing called Rockland Famous. And basically the idea is we're connected with all the different Facebook groups across Rockland County. Yay. And we're able to, as various pages, post advertisements from those pages onto these groups. Now, the reason why I bring this up, believe it or not, is not because I'm trying to get you to be an advertiser on it. I'm not. It does bring up a good point about workflow. Now, over the weekend, we have someone that's going through some medical issues. My prayer is that everything's going to be okay. And we visited the person and so on. I'm not going to name names. But, the person is currently immobile. And, I asked the doctors, is there going to be some sort of a physical therapy involved and so on? And he mentioned that there would be to some degree and everything, and they got to measure things out. But it got me to thinking about the concept of movement. Now, movement, and my grandfather, who was the owner of a bike store for about 60 years of his life, he used to postulate, he would say that movement is kind of like the fifth dimension. Now, if you think about all the other dimensions, you got your well, what are the other dimensions? Length, width, height, time, right? You know, just like what's happening right now and everything like that. But in addition to that, at least according to my grandfather, he said that movement was like the fifth dimension. Now, why does he say that? As we move, and I could see his point on this, as we move, our perspectives change. You know, we could be inside of an office and think that something's happening in the next room, but we don't know unless we're going there and observing it with our own senses. Movement allows us to navigate through the universe and work with those senses. It's a feedback loop, if you will. Now, aside from the normal benefits, you know, physically and health-wise and everything like that, it was my grandfather's and now my theory that movement also helps us to adjust our dimensions, if you will, all right? Being able to utilize time in a more productive manner. I never brought this up in my first book, but it makes sense. Going back to the Rockland Famous thing, what I've done, and I talked with you about this in previous episodes, the idea of bundling tasks together. Now, bundling tasks, it's, you know, you got to find the right things to bundle together. But for what I do, you know, doing the posting to Facebook groups, it's mindless. It really is. Like, I sit there and I push a button and then I push another button and then it goes out to this group and that group and whatever group. But what I've done is I bundled together that task with my morning workouts. And nothing crazy, nothing fancy, you know, but just doing something as simple as like push-ups and sit-ups, maybe hopping on the Bowflex, doing like a 15-minute thing. And in between, you know, every minute or two, I'll go back to posting on Facebook. I aim for about 5 minutes per, so like 1 to 2 minutes on Facebook doing the posting for each client, and then another 3 minutes doing the exercises. Now, as a 48-year-old, I'd say I'm about halfway or more into my life time cycle, whatever the heck you want to call it. So movement is very important to me. It's increasingly important to me. And what I would encourage you to do, you know, and we're all going to have health crises in the future. You know, hopefully they'll be as minimal as possible. You know, in anticipation of times where you might be compromised by your health, do what you can these days in order to keep your movements, your exercise, your regimen, if you will, a routine, so that you can live a more, let's say, well-rounded life, you know, maybe later on. Listen, insurance and working for the bottom dollar and making phone calls and being on the computer and all that is all well and good, but what it comes down to is you. So make sure that you continue to move throughout the day, take normal breaks here and there. I say this as a person that's been working from home and office, on and off, depending upon if there's a pandemic or not, for the past 17 years. So I can relate to home-based businesses, service-based businesses. Sometimes it's a lonely journey out there. Don't sit in one spot. Get moving. It will help you, not just in your professional life, but in your personal life as well. Anyway, thanks as always for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Work Smarter, Not Harder. Hey, if you're into local podcasts and podcasts that really mean something other than the, oh, well, you have to get the measurable deliverables and all that crap, actually, you should really be listening to real-life human stories. And one of the guests that we're going to have on our show soon is Billy Keenan. He's the podcaster for Keenan's Corner, and Billy's with me right now. I just wanted to introduce him.
Yeah. Hey, Tom. You know, great to be with you, and I want to invite people to check out Keenan's Corner. It's on my YouTube channel. Check it out. I'm spotlighting ordinary people doing extraordinary things right in your backyard.
And I would venture to say that you're an extraordinary person doing ordinary and extraordinary things. So,
you know, every day just keep moving forward while I'm drawing breath. There's a great Latin phrase, cum spiro, spero. While I breathe, I hope.
Amen. Yeah. So Billy's going to be on our podcast soon, so stay tuned for an episode coming soon. And look for him on your own Apple podcast and iTunes and all. Yeah. You check him out online, Keenan's Corner, and we'll be posting some links, and we'll have you on the show soon. Thanks for being here.
Great. Great to be with you, Tom.